Let us again start from Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, from the Mishnah, Ve'ilu Chayiv Lahachiz, Motzo Peiris Bekli, Aikli Kamoish Shehu. So Rashi says, Motzo Peiris Bekli, Ustam Kli Yesh Bei Simen. So from Rashi it would seem that the peiris be'etzem, there's no simen, but that gufe, since the peiris are in a keli sheyesh by simen, so I know for sure that the keli belongs to the bala keli, so I return the peiris also to the bala keli. By keli kemoish shehu, or he found a keli without peiris. So kan shayla ben, so what is the chiddush of this? L'chayre, it's zu vein tzorech leimel zu. The first bava of the Mishnah is telling us that I return the peiris, even though the peiris do not have a simen. But since the kli has a simen, so I assume that the peiris belongs to the bala keli, since it is in the keli. So kli kamaisha hu, I return the kli also, a kli without peiris, so that's poshet. So the Chassam Sofer asks this kasha, and the Chassam Sofer says that it's loizu avzu. The case of the reish is speaking about, that motzo, that the machiz says, I found a keli with peiris. And the oivid aveda says, or the keli that you found, he gives these, the simonim on the keli. And the peiris are, he says, the peaches, the pears. So be'etzem, that alone is not a simon, but perhaps it is a tziruf. We have here, he has a simen on the keli, and he's also saying which peiris were found in the keli. So from the reisha, I would say you need a tziruf of these two things to prove this is also a simen that the keli is his, because he says it's a keli with peaches. So we have Tzai a simen on the keli, and Tzai, I have another ichocha that this is his keli, because he was machaven, which peiris were in the keli. Oy keli kemoish, who is telling us, he only has a simen in the keli, and that's it. Bafal pike, that alone is sufficient to be master the keli. Mois bekis, oy kis kemoish, so l'chayre, we can say also, like the Chassam Sofer, Mois Bekis, he says what type of coins, that means the Machiz Aveda says he found a kis with money, and he says the coins, the type of coins, quarters, nickels, dimes, were the types of coins which were in the kis. So again, we have a double simen. A kiss kemayshahu, or he only gives a simen on the kiss, and that alone is sufficient to be mazdeh the kiss. Tziburei peiris, what if a person finds tziburim of peiris? Tziburei mois, or tzibur of mois, let's see what Rashi says so far. Kiss yesh by simen labailim. Tzibure peiris, bigmar maporish, simonayu, but the simon is of the tzibur, oy minyan, oy moke. That is the simon of tzibur. Shloisha madbeis ze al gavze, bigmar maporish, simonayu. Krichais brushus ayochid, we had already a machloikis, if it's mokim is a simen, or speaking about there was a simen and it's not osili doris. Vikikrei shabalabai is a simen. Roshus harabim, there's a simen. Vigizei tema alakuchim ibeis ha'umen, either the woman put simonim on each gize, the bailam is, so also we have a simon. Kadei yayim v'kadei shemen, that Mar said it speaks about, that the roshim, so that also is a simon, areyelu chayiv lach. Zokte gemorah, taimo de motza peiris bekli, umois bekis, al kaponim. When do I return the peiris? The simen is the kli. When do I return the peiris, which don't have a simen? It's time of the motza peiris bekli, so since the peiris are in the kli, and the kli, I have a simen that is a bailam on the kli, so I assume, he's timing also like that, that the peiris belongs to the bala kli, umois bekis. Ha kli ulefona of peiris, but what'll be, if we find a kli ulefon of peiris, and the peiris are not in the kli, they're in front of the keli. Kis ulefon of mois, areyelu shaloi. So then I am telling that the peiris which are lifnei a keli do not come from the bala keli, comes from Rubid Alme, from people, someone dropped peiris. Incidentally, it's near the keli, but I don't say that what it is lefonov is a heichoche that these peiris belong to the bal akeli. Tanine lahod etana rabba. So the Gemara says that, so you have a diak from our Mishnah, and this is a raya to a baraisa. We learned a baraisa, motzo kli ulfono peiritz, kis ulfono mois, re'elu shaloi, so one can keep the peiritz and the mois. I do not associate the peiritz to the kli, since it is not in the case. Miktsosan bekli u miktsosan agabikarke, miktsosan bekis u miktsosan agabikarke, chayib lach. But here the Baraisa says a chiddush that if I find miktsas peiris in the keli or miktsas agabe karke, then I associate that the peiris that are agabe karke belong to the bala keli. I see the same peiris are in the keli also, so I assume that the keiris, that the peiris, agabi karka, also belongs to the bala keiris. Let us see Rashi, time of the motza, hosam hu da'omar sha peiris le bala kli, because the peiris are mamish in the kli. Ha kli ulefonov peiris, areo peiris shal moitza mapapi sha kli le bala simen. Even though the kli I'm going to return to the bala simen, as a kli yachzer, as a peiris yakei, v'loy amrinon mehai monen ofal, I don't associate the peiris to the bala keli. And I say the peiris came from someone else, even though it's samuch to the kli. Miktsosam b'kli, so here Rashi says, hadovar meichiach. Now, it seems this is like circumstantial evidence. Da hanoch, dal gabi karke, da hanochu. If we have miktas of these peiris are still in the keli, and miktas al gabi karke, da hanoch, da hanoch, da gabi karke, da hanochu, v'chayv lachziram, l'mishi yitain simen bekeli, v'chein mois l'balakis. So far, so good. Fragt die Gemorre, Ureminu, I'm going to ask a kasha. We learned another baraisa. Motzo, Ureminu, motzo dovo she'ein bo'i simen. בצד דבר שיש בישמן. חייב להחץ. And this l'chayre means that he's machrez everything. Rash, what does Rashi say? Hochi garsina. Motza dovo she'ein boisimen, b'tzad dovo she'yesh boisimen, k'goin mois lifneikis, chayev lahachiz ala koil. He's mechuyev to be machiz on everything. V'yinosnu ha'mois lebalakis, and will give the mois to the balakis. Oh, so here we have already a stire to what we had said till now. Now, that's one bove in this paraisa. Bo bar simen v'notal esh sheloi. Zocha halo b'dobor she'ein bay simen. Let's see what Rashi says. Bo bar simen v'notal eshaloi esakis. Va'omar ein ha'moi sheli. He says, the money is not mine. Zoche halo b'mois. So he zoche in the mois. So now the second din. So we have here now two din. The first din is, we have mois lifnei akis. Yishayv lahachiz ala koil, and he gives everything to the balakis, and I assume that since the mois is samuch lekis, the mois comes from the kis. Fine. Not like the Mishnah, not like the Baraisa. Fine. Now it says a second thing. What is the Baal Simon said he took the kis? Va'omar ein ha'mois sheli. The mois is not mine. Zoche halo b'mois. So the moitzi aveide is zoichen the mois. This kan sheil aben. The chiddush, he says, the kli is mine. The mois is not mine. Oh, so he keeps the mois. Shkoyach. So the Dvar Yaakov brings down two terutzim. L'cher I have a ore on both terutzim, but let's first say the terutz. This we had already mentioned last week. Let us say there's a mirdike beishmul. The beishmul says, Bashbol, let's say we have the first halacha of the Baraisa says, the Baraisa, which is not like the Mishnah, but the Baraisa says, if you have motza dovo she'ein b'yisimen tzadovo she'esh b'yisimen, chayv lahachiz alakel. I mean, we say that since it's samuch to the dovo she'esh b'yisimen, I assume that everything belongs to the balasa. So Rav Shmuel brings down a Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says, what happens if you find a horog? And next to the horog, we find a kiss. And the kiss is a simen. We can't identify the horog. But next to him, right next to him, we find a kiss. The kiss is an identification card in the kiss. So the Beis Shmuel, that is no proof whatsoever that this is the holog, even though you have a kiss next to him. And he says, in Eilam Metzias, we said that if you find mois next to a kiss, I assume that the mois comes from the kiss. Yesh l'chalik. Poshet yesh l'chalik. There's a chilik. So the Ktzoi says he doesn't understand the chilik. So Rav Shmuel brings down to Nesibis, and Nesibis says, this halacha that I associate the money to the kiss, and I give it to the Baal HaKis, is davke, because the Baal HaKis is tining that this is my money. So he's coming with a tiny dvori, and let's not go into the Oimek HaDvorim, he's coming with a tiny that this is money, then we give him the money together with the kiss. But you need a tiny dvori from the Baal HaKis. She says, but by a mace and a kiss, I did the mace of Gornish. So without a taina, to associate alone, that what the kiss is samuch to the horig, that this is the horig, this belongs to the horig, without a taina you can't do. Tavka with a taina. So memele, so let us say first the second din. If the Baal HaMois says, the Baal HaMois says that this is not my money. This is not my money. Perhaps did we have a meaning to say that we shouldn't have been Magdim the Beis Shmuel, but now we'll say the Teretz already. Perhaps did we have a meaning to say that, let's say, the Ktsoi says on the Beis Shmuel. L'chayre, we see that if there's money and the kiss, so you associate the money to the kiss. Now, if the Baal HaKis says this is not my money, fine. So then, Mistama, this is not your kiss. Because if I associate, it would say not like the Beis Shmuel. It would say not like the Beis Shmuel. So I say, if you see a kiss in front of a hook, Mistama, the kiss is from the horror. So if I see money in front of a kiss, I say the money is from the Baal HaKis. Now, if this Baal HaKis comes and says, this is not my money, I say, fine, thank you, you're an honest person, but I won't give you back the kiss either. Because it seems this money comes from the kiss. And if this is not your money, so it's not your kiss. So the Kemash Malon is, like we said from the Nesivit, that I don't associate the money to the kiss mitzad atzmai. I associate the money to the kiss with the taina. So if he doesn't taina, there's no association. So there's no kasha. How could it be that the kiss is yours and the money is not yours? Without a taina, I don't associate. Like the Beis Shmuel says, by a kiss and a hug. So because that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that I don't associate, I just said aloha, the first aloha of the b'raisa was that if there's money lifnei akis, so I say that the money belongs to the Baal HaKis, I associate the money to the Baal HaKis. So therefore I have a svara to say, if the Baal HaKis says this is not my money, so my mail would be a svara to say, so if it's not your money, so it's not your kis. It's Kemash Malon. No, the whole association was only derived because of your taina. Not I associated me without any taina. The whole association is with a taina. If you don't taina, there's no association. So there's nothing that's menagid your taina that the kiss is yours. That's good, but that's one mahalach pshat in the baraita. Or you could say a second mahalach, that even though I have a kasha, but he is a simon on the kiss. So that's the hemshech of the baraisa. The baraisa says that I found a kiss and money, so I give the money to the Baal HaKis because I associate the money to the Baal HaKis. Afal Pikein, if he says the money is not his, so even though I have a choche l'chayr, it's not his kiss, but he has a simen that is his kiss. So the simen is stronger than this a choche. So al kaponim, the Brais is telling us a chiddush. That's what the achayim say. So it's telling us a chiddush. L'davoyne, so I have a kashe. So the chiddush, so l'chayre, l'davoyne, if it would have said in the Beraisa, Vopalsimin. If it would have said in the Baraisa that Vopalsimin Noital Asakeli. Noital Asakeli Zochalo Bedovo Shame by Simon. If it would say Noital Asakeli, so it's telling me this Chiddush, Noit Vopal Simon Noital Asakeli, even though the he says that the money is not his. The Chiddush is he takes the Keli. The Baraisa doesn't say that. The Baraisa says, Vopal Simon Notal Ashaloi. Zochalo Bedovo Shame by Simon. It seems the Notal Eshaloi, that's a Dovah Poshet. According to the Achronim, it's not a Dovah Poshet, not a Leshaloi. Because that's the Chiddush, not a Leshaloi. So the Loshen of the Baraisa, Bechere, is not too meduyik. But Al Kaponim, we have to realize that we have a problem, and according to Rashi, the problem is, we have a Mishneh in a Braisa Rishoyne that says that if you have a kiss, B'samach loy mois, I do not associate the mois to the balakis. And have a second Braisa that says, Motza dovo shayim b'yisim v'dabot tadov shesh b'yisim chayiv lahachiz alakoyl. He says, And he gives him back everything. See, have a stir. Now we're going to have a few terutzim on this kasha. I'd like to give a little lakdome. We have here Rashi's Mahalach, Tosfos Mahalach, Rabbeinu Chananel's Mahalach. A little complicated to understand all the Mahalchim, how to fa'emfra the kasha which was now asked. Aba Al Kaponim, let us try to explain. Omar Rav Zvid, loy kasha, ho bekuve vekisne, ho betzane upeiri. Let us see what Rashi says. Ho diktoni arei elu shaloi, the Mishnah. Let's say, we have a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if it's somuch, arei elu shaloi. You have a baraisa that says you give back the mois to the balakis. So hodiktoni reilu shaloi bekuve vekisne. So Rashi says gigis mutela. There's a type of a receptacle that's lying down. Upishton lefaneho, and there's pishton in front of it. The vadai high pishton. Lav mikuve nofa. This pishton did not come from this kuve. Why? The imi no nofal have a mishtayabo. So something should have been left over. That means even we will assume that the kuva fell and the pishton fell out from the kuve, but al pichesben something should have been left in the kuve. Pishton is such a article that it doesn't completely roll out from a keli. That seems it fell on its side. Dimi no nofal have mishtayeva. If it would have fallen out from the kuve, some pishton would have been left over. Vuhu adin lekis ulafon of mois. High time it. The same thing, kiss ulafon of mois, which we have a dig from the Mishnah. And the first parai said that kiss ulafon of mois, you don't give it back. It's speaking about that the kiss is empty. And usually when a kiss falls, something should have been left over. And if I see nothing is left over, so that is a simin, that the mois and the pishton are not from the keila. Bohodik toni chayev betzane upeiri da avidi de sholki v'nofli minei kulu. Now, peiris are such an article that when it rolls out quickly.
So Memele, if the Tana fell down, it's to be expected that it rolled out completely. So therefore, the Baraisa that says, Motzo Dovo She'ein Boisimin B'tzad Dovo She'yesh Boisimin Chayiv La'achiz, it's speaking about Tana Upeiri, which rolls out. Now, let us just hold Cheshbon. According to Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid is saying as follows. Theoretically, I should assume that the peiris which are samuch likli come from the kli. And that is what it says in the Baraisa, Motzo Dovo She'ein Boisimin B'tzad Dovo She'yesh Boisimin Chayiv La'achiz and everything. We associate the peiris to the keli. That's what Rav Zvid said. The Mishnah that said that you don't give back the peiris is speaking this areis. That means if it fell out from the kli, if the pishton fell out from the kli, if the money fell out from the kis, something should have been left in the kis. That's if it's something that rolls. So maybe tokash it. When it falls out, everything rolls out. That's payis. But pishton and matveis do not roll so quickly. There should have been something left. And if there's nothing left, so I have a raya that it's not from the kli. Okay. So al kaponim, we know two things. We know that be'etzim asmiches to a keli is a hoichoche, that it comes from the keli, unless I have a reyese. Why wasn't something left over? That is the teretz of Rav Zvid, and that's. Now, just one more thing. We have told Cheshbon in all the Mahalchem, according to Rav Zvid, Hobekuva Vekisna is going on the Mishnah, where it says, Harei Elu Shaloi. Ha betana operi is going on the second baraisa that says chayv lachis. That's the lashon of Rav Zvid, and the lumdus is kuba vekisna. There's a reyese, and tana operi. There's no reyese. That is Rav Zvid. Rav Papa Omar, ha v'ha betana operi v'loy kashet. Ha de ishtayer bo midi, ha de loy ishtayer bo midi. Now, Rav Papa is saying that loy ishtayer bo midi by Tana Operi is also a reyese. That's what Rav Papa is saying. Loy ishtayer, Rav Zvid said that loy ishtayer bo midi is not reyese because Shalki there rolls out. Now, Rav Papa said no. Lo yishtaya b'midi is a reyese. It's a reyese. Yishtaya b'midi, if something is left over, then there's no reyese, and then you give it back. That is, now, before we see Rashi, now there's a problem. Now Rav Papa, the yishtaya b'midi, is not going on the Mishnah. It's going on the second baraisa. Lo yishtaya b'midi is going on the Mishnah. L'chayre, he changed the Seder of Rav Zvid. Lo yirabose, and we're going to see the problem. But let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, and ho diktoni chayev b'yishtaya. Deika lameima hanach tavloi minei nofal. If it's ishtaya b'midi, then I can say it fell. V'ha de lo yishtaya. Then I say, that's the Mishnah, lo yishtaya. So Rashi, so now the problem is the Rishayim Shemayim. What's your problem, lo yishtaya? Peiris asharki, they roll out. So now Rashi tells us a new yediyah. Kivin the stam tzano yesh loy oignim kulim lesoichai. Now Rashi is telling us a new thing which we were unaware of till now. That means Rav Zvid differentiated in the articles which I find. Rav Papa spoke about the keli what type of a keli it fell out. Now Rapope said, a tzane normally has ugnim, has a rim on it, going in. So memele, now if it has a rim, so now peiris the roller in the hell, but there's a rim that should have blocked some peiris. So now Rashi says, given this tam tana yeshle ugnim kfulim lesoicha, imi toichay nofal ava mishtahibe, the ugnim ma'akvile. Okay? So memele, this is Rapope's teret. Now, so that means he's telling us by peiris, also, if it's loy ishtaya, there's a reyes because a tana is ugnim. That's Rapope's first teret. The Iboyis Eima, ha v'ha, now, I just want to say how the Goyin says Rashi was Goyris. The Nunzi, the Loshem Rashi is also a mashma like that. And the Iboyis Eima, v'ha v'ha, deloy ishtaya b'midi. Say the Mishnah, inside the Baraisa, is speaking about Loi ishtaya bo midi, v'loi kashe. Let's jump to three lines down. Hode islay ugnin litzano, hode leslay ugnin litzano. That means that both are speaking about loi ishtaya bo midi. Hode islay, it's loi ishtaya. Hode islay ugnin litzano, so loi ishtaya bo midi. So it can't be from this. Ho the leslay ugnin litzano, if it doesn't have ugnin, so then lo yishtaya b'midi is not a reyese. This is a second teretz of Rapope. Now let's hold cheshbon now. Ho the is, it's lo yishtaya b'midi. Ho the islay ugnin litzano is going on the Mishnah. Lo yishtaya b'midi. But the Leslie Yugnin is going on the Baraisa. So this is the Hepech of the first Loshen of Rapope. How the Ishtaya Bamidi is going on the Baraisa. How the Lo Ishtaya Bamidi is going on the Mishnah. So it's very modern how... It's modern. Fine. Now, let's go back to the... Now, that we're missing something. The boy is Eimo. This is the Goyin says in the Beit. And this is Rashi's Gilse. The boy is aima ha v'ha the leslay ugnin. Both cases are speaking about the leslay ugnin. Now, the leslay ugnin. So it means lo yishtaya b'midi. Nothing is left over. Leslay ugnin. So that's, then there's no reyese. It's shalki. So then before we had said that shezicha belong to the Baal Hatzane. Vahode mahadre ape ligabe, Vahode mahadre ape ligabe peiri. If the opening of the tana is toward the peiri, so then I assume that the peiris came from the tana. All the peiris are out, well, there's no ugnin, and peiris are shtarki. But if the opening of the tana is the opposite way of the, so then I don't associate the peiris to the tana. Now, hoda mahadre ape legabi peiri is not going on the Mishnah, it's going on the second Baraisa. Now it's going to the second Baraisa. Not like Odisla Yugnin, which is going on the Mishnah. Okay, now let us see Rashi. Ho de Isla Yugnin, hochi kassin, ho vahod la ishtaya be midi, ho de Isla Yugnin, lavine nofal, dimine nofal, have a mishtaya be midi. Period. So this is what the Goyin says. This is Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara, but Al Koponim, let us remember the Yesoides of Rashi. Rashi holds that in Yesod, if you have Peiris in front of a Keli, that is a Hechoche, it came from the Keli, unless you have a Reyes. What are the Reyeses? Kisna, Matbeis, something should have remained over. Ugnin, something should have remained over. Or you have a Reyes that it's the opening of the Keli is not facing the Peiris. But like this, if you have Peiris in front of a Keli, that is a Hechoche, that it comes from the Keli in Shalom HaYisrael. Now, let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis, Ha Bekuva Vekisne, Perish Rashi, the Masnisen Bekuva Vekisne. Vekoshe, so the Mishneh, how did Rashi say Pshat? Rashi said Pshat. The Mishneh is Kuva Vekisne, and Kuva Vek, and it's speaking about Lo Yishtaya, and Kuva Vekisne, it should have been Nishtaya. Should have been Nishtaya because normally something is left over. Peirish Rashi, the Masnisen, the Kuva Vekisne. Vekoshe, the Ktoni, Motza Peiris, and Shuldik. You're saying the Mishneh is speaking about flax. The Mishnah says, and the Baraita that says you return it, is speaking about, they're speaking about Peiris. Like Tosis, the Mishnah is speaking about Peiris. It says Motza Peiris. The Baraita doesn't say anything. Motza Dovashem, Beisim, Mektara Vashesh, Beisim, Mamish Ben Aparo. You're saying the Mishnah is speaking about flax. The Mishnah says Peiris. V'yesh oimrim v'kisne ikri peiri. That's no problem. K'damrinen v'yove kayen mipri adomo zera apishtanu. So pishtan is called peiris, lishna dekro. So mamela, so the Mishnah could be speaking about pishtan, and it's called peiris. V'doichik. So Taisa says, this is a doichik. So the Mephoshim say, why is this a doichik? Very good. We see that pishtan is called peiris. So the Mufatim Teritva says, no. Zera Pishton is called Peiris. Pishton is, that's the Peiri of the Pishton. But Pishton alone is not called Peiris. That's the Deif. Venire, Zoktoisves, Vemasnisen, Vitzane, O Peiri. No, okay. The Mishnah is speaking about Tzane. The kiven the ein ha-peiris mechuborim yachat, ilu min akli noflu hoyoktsas nisha mehem bekeili, avol pishtin shekoshel biyachat yochel liyois shebekli hoyo v'nofal. Now, let me just explain pshat and taisvis. And I think the Rosh says like this, Shita says like this, Taisvis knew in the first Teretz, Atzana had Ugnin, number one. Rashi says, Atzana has Ugnin. Atzana has Ugnin. And number two, Akuva doesn't have Ugnin, number one. Number two, Kisne normally is bound together. It's a bundle of Kisne. And Peiris are separate. So Memela, so let's just understand Rav Zvitz Teretz. So Rav Zvitz Teretz is like this. The Mishnah is speaking about Tzane or Peiri. Number one, Tzane has Ugnin. So if the Peiris came from this Tzane, they're separate Peiris. Some fell out, but some should have remained. They're separate. The Ugnin should have held back some of them. So since everything went out, so I assume that it's not from the Tzane. The Motza Dovo She'ein Baisimim Mitzah Dovo She'yesh Baisimim is speaking about Kuva V'kisne. Kuva V'kisne, number one, Kuva does not have Ugnin, number one. Number two, the Kisne is in a bundle, so if it falls out, the whole thing falls out. There's nothing to hold it back, and then nothing remains. It's one bundle. That is Rav Zvitz Teretz. Now, let us go further.
Now, Levis Kotosis didn't bother to explain Rav Pappe. But the Rosh explained Rav Pappe, and I'd like to learn in the Veinik Rav Pappe's Mahalach, because it's, we have to, Rav Pappe says, Amor Yudike Mahalach. Rav Pappe Omar, Ho Vo Ho Bitzana Upeiri. Now let's learn Rav Pappe's Mahalach, but let me just give a shtickle hakdome. The Rosh says Rav Pappe is speaking about that the opening of the Keli is not facing the Peiris. It's turned around. That Rav Pappe, that's the first attempt of Rav Pappe. Both cases are speaking about that the opening of the Keli is not facing the Peiris. Now, Rav Pappe Omar, Ho Vo Ho Bitzane Upeiri, Veloi Kashe. Ho di ishtayer bo midi, if some peiris are left over, if some peiris, the ishtayer bo midi, if peiris are left over, the bereise is speaking about the ishtayer bo midi, so therefore, it belongs to the Baal Hatzana, even though it's turned around. Ha the loy ishtaya bomidi, but if nothing was left over, if nothing was left over and it was turned around, so then we will not associate, the peiris to the tana. Now, this first teretz could be speaking about afilu less beyugnim. Less beyugnim. Now let's see. It's speaking about less beyugnim. Rapopo. Ho vo bitzano peiri. Veloi kashe. Ho di ishtaya bo midi. If something is left over. So even though it's turned around, I assume that it's from the keli. And even though it turned around, ha deloy ishtayer bo midi, so it's nothing is left over. There's no reyese from that because there's no ugnin, but it's turned around. That's the first teretz of Rav Pappe. The boy is ema ha va ha deloy ishtayer bo midi. It's not turned around. The loy kashe. If it's facing the peiris, so then there's no reason why it fell out. There's no ugnim. It's facing the peiris, so then I give it to the Baal Hatzana. So then, there's no reyes, but leidach he said it's turned around, so I don't give the peiris to the Baal Hatzana. The boy is saying, ha va ha, the mahadre ape legabi peiris. Leikasha dis leugne litzana, the less leugne litzana. This leugne litzana, and it's leishtaya. So then, even though it's mahadar ape, I have a reyes. Or the less leugni litzano, so memele, so then there's no reyes, and it's mahada ape legabi peiri, so memele, so then you give the peiris to the Baal Hatzana. Again, now according to Tosfos, let's summarize what Rav Pappe said. Rapopis said as follows. The first lesson of Rapopis is if it's not facing the Peiris. If it's Ishtaya Bomidi, so I have a Raya, that it's from the Tzane, not an Ugin. And it's Ishtaya Bomidi, I have a Raya, it's from the Tzane. Vayishtaya Bomidi, and it's facing around, so then I have no raya bechlal, I have a raya, so it's not facing the pages. That's the first lush. So if it's not facing the pages, it won't help. If it's facing the pages, it will help. And the third mahalach is, even if it's facing the pages, if there's an ugin, and it's lo yishtaya, so it won't help, because I have a raya, so why didn't, if it's from the Tana, why didn't the Ugin hold back the payers? Now, again, let's just make a cheshbon. Before we see the next Mahalach, let us just make a cheshbon. Rav Zvid, Ha-Bekuva Ve-Kisne is going on the second Baraisa. Ha-Betzane U-Peire. The Kuva Vekisne is going on the second Baraisa. There's no Reyesa. Why? To Rav Zvid, according to Rav Zvid, the Kuva Vekisne, there's no Reyesa because there's no Ugnen, there's a bundle, so it's, even though everything fell out, I associate the Pishton to the Kuva. So the first Ho is going on the second Bereise. Ho Betzane Upeiri is speaking about that there's Ugnin, and nothing was left over, so therefore I don't associate the Peiris to the Kalim. That's the Mishnah. So the first Ha is the Baraisa, the second Ha is the Mishnah. What did Rapopa say? Ha v'ha b'tzana u'peiri. We are speaking about that it's, the Rosh says it's speaking about that it's not facing the Peiris. V'loi kasha. So that's the second paraisa. We're consistent. So it belongs to him. Even though it's not facing, it's a shtaya bomidi, belongs to him. And it's not facing the peiris, so it belongs. That's the Mishnah, and you're allowed to keep the peiris. V'boyis eime. Nothing is left over. That's the second baraisa. So you have to give him back the peiris. That's the Mishnah. You don't give him back the peiris. So far we were going consistently. First we were speaking about the second baraisa. That's the first ho. And then the second ho is going on the Mishnah. The boy is aimer. Hova ho de mahadre ape ligabe peiri. It's loyishtaya. Veloy kasha ho de isloy ugnen litzano. So it's loyishtaya. So I say it's ugnen. So kochoch. It's not from the balatane. Now on the last above it, the ho is going on the Mishnah. Not like the first three ho's. Ho de lesloy ugnen litzano. This is going on the second baraisa. Now, just let's see one more pshat, the Rach's pshat, and then we'll be finished, hoffentlich, with this sugya, which is very complicated. The Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, Rabbeinu Chananel said, the Porich, the Gemara's kasha was, not the way Rashi and Tosfos learned that the kasha was, the paraisa says you return, the mishnah says you don't return. Nah. The porich amay de koma miktsoson al gabe karke,
chayev lahachiz. The first Baraisa said, if something is left over, chayev lahachiz. That's what the first Baraisa says. Ureminu, motzo, dovo, sheyesh bo simin, bo bar simin, v'notal es sheloi, zocha hamoitzi, b'meshe b'yodoi, haynu, mashe b'chutz, afo pi sheyesh b'fnim, tzas peiris. Afilu bakli oimar, shekulon sheloi. Now, I just like to, the Nachlas Moshe says, before we go into the Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat, the Rabbeinu Hananel was goyres in the second Baraisa as follows. The second Baraisa says, it's a command move on the Rabbeinu Hananel by us. Motzo dovor she'ein boi simen, bitzat dovor she'yesh boi simen, Noita la dovo sheyesh boisimin vizocha halo bedovo sheyin boisimin. So that means that in the Gemara understood, this is speaking about even something is left over in the keli. Even though something is left over in the keli, the Moitzi keeps the peiris which are outside of the keli. So the Gemara's kasha is, in the first baraisa we had, if something is left over, you give him the peiris that are outside. And here it says, Motza dover sheim b'simen, it's a dover sheyesh b'simen, noital a dover sheyesh b'simen, he takes the simen with those peiris, b'zochal a dover sheyem b'simen, it's outside. So memela, so I see, afilu ishtayah, Afilo Ishtaya, you also take. Fine. This was the Kasha. Now let's go back to the Gemara to figure out the Gemara. Omar Rav Zvi, Loi Kasha, and this the Marshal says, according to Reina Hanan. Ho Bekuve Vekisne, the Barais, and here we can learn like Rashi, the Barais that says, by Ishtaya, Habe kuve ve kisne is ishtaya. Habe tzano peirin is not ishtaya. Verkehrt, it's not the way you said, it's not ishtaya. So if it's not ishtaya, so it doesn't belong. You need davke ishtaya. Rav Papa omar hova ho betzano peiri v'loi kashe. Can we speak about this betzano peiri? V'loi kashe, ho di ishtaya b'midi, ho di lo ishtaya b'midi. Verkehrt. The first Baraisa says, if it's Ishtaya, then he takes the Peiris. The second Baraisa is speaking about that it was Loi Ishtaya. Fine. Vipo Yiseine. Ha Baha, you can't say the Loi Ishtaya because we're going on the first Baraisa that says Ishtaya. Ha Baha, the Ishtaya Bomidi. Both are Ishtaya, Veloi Kashe. Hoda mahata ape legabi peiri, so I have ishtaya, mahata ape legabi peiri, so the mailers, you give him the peiris. Hoda le mahata ape legabi peiri, so even it's ishtaya, but since it's facing the opposite direction, you don't give him the peiris. Vivoyis emo. Now the last teretz is moridik mechudishtik. Hoba ho. The mahadar ape legabi peiri, buloi kasha, o de isle ugni litzano, o de lesle ugni litzano. Let us just see the Rabbeinu Hananu, pshat this last mahalach. Remine loho de sanye, motze dobo shem bisimit, tzadobi shesh bisimit, noito dobi shesh bisimit, zocha lobo dobi shem bisimit. Upaki, now this is the last teret. Ho v'ho betzano upeiri, uchigoin shenoischo min apeiris betzano, and the peiris were left over in the tzano. V'loi kashe, so both cases peiris were left over. V'loi kashe. Ho detone chayim lahachis, the mash mishem marzer gam apeiris, he give back the peiris betzano, the is lay ugne. A tzana that has ugnim. Vehen kfufim lesoichoi. Domrinan hai tzana is hapche. I say the tzana turned upside down. Vahani peiri ishtapach mina tzana. And the peiris which are out of the ground fell from the tzana. Vahani peiri di ishtaya, and there's some peiris left over in the tzana. Vikava ugnim monum. The ugnim held it back. Milishofei bechutz. Hilkach a peiris boso tzana griri. Bo. So Misha nosa simoni tzana noitalas a peiris. Boho de toni alo de zochalo bemashe biyodei. Betzano de les lei ugnim. Venimzu a peiris bechutz o peiris betzane damrinen hani peiri de bechutz lav minetzane ishtapach. Ve'ilu mino ishtapach avolei lishtapuche kulei toles lei letzane ugnem lani peiris de bechutz lachini inon lefikach zoche bemamoitzen tadobo sha'ein b'yisimin nilu. Let me just say over what the Rabbeinu Hananel said. In the last teretz, the Rabbeinu Hananel said, Amor Dikazach. The Rabbeinu Hananel says, we have to know, we find now a keli that is facing the peiris. The keli is on the side. We have peiris outside, and this peiris inside the keli. This peiris inside the keli. So if there are ugnin, I say the keli was mishapach. It turned upside down. That's why the peiris came out. That's why the peiris came, turned upside down. How come there are still peiris inside the keli? Because Ugdin held them back. So that means if I say it was upside down, I can understand peiris fell out. It's turned mamish upside down. It's turned upside down. And I can understand this peiris inside also. So then I say, and you give those peiris to the Baal HaTzad. But if there's no ugnin, and I find peiris inside the keli, so I'm asking a shaila, why didn't these peiris fall out? There's no, so you know what the teretz is? Because it never turned upside down. It just fell on the side. And that's why the peiris are still in the keli. So if that's the reason, so those peiris outside the keli are zichen not from the bala keli. So memele, so that is the last mahalach of the Rabbeinu Hananel.